So, Paul, first of all then, Richie Wellens, how's he?
Yeah, Richie's fine. You know, he took a kick in his foot Saturday, which is settled down really well. We got it x-rayed as a precaution. There's nothing in there at all. So, no, he'll be fine for Saturday.
That's good news. Anybody else suffering before the weekend?
No. We've got a fit and healthy squad, which is good. Always seems to happen when you're on a good run. But no, the boys came through well. A few little knocks here and there, but we've had a week to look after them and sort it out and get it right and get ready for a big, big game on Saturday.
Of the slightly more longer-term ones, Tamás then, where's he at in his recovery?
He started doing some light training. Obviously, he can't do any contact. We're in the process, but the process is happening of getting his mass fitted. We just need to make sure that the swellings went down from the operation and it's the cheekbone itself's healing well, which all the signs are. So it's hard to put a time on it, but hopefully Gabby will be back sooner rather than later.
Right. So, because there was this idea that it might be as much as a couple of months, could it be ahead of that schedule?
At the minute, we're hopeful it will be, and we'll see him before the end of the season. You know, but as I said, with the nature of the injury and the operation he's had, we just have to let time, as I say, for the swelling to go down and to heal properly. But we're hopeful he'll be back soon.
After such a super win at Leeds, it'd be hard to make changes, though, this weekend, won't it?
Yeah, well, what I will say is we've got a lot of players chomping at the bit to get in the team. You know, I thought Dean Furman came on Saturday and done really well. Theo came on, done well. So the squad's looking healthy, which is good because we've not always had that this year.
No, in fact, actually, probably since Christmas, this is almost a first, isn't it?
It is, and you know that's something we've been striving for. The injuries we've had have been ridiculous, really, in the nature of them. You know, to have your four centre-halves out at one time, and you know, you add James Husband to that, Paul Keegan was out. To be in the position we're in is a massive credit to the boys.
This weekend, should he play, it will be a marked occasion for James Coppinger. 400 up as a fellow professional, that's a hell of an achievement, isn't it?
Outstanding, and to do that at one club as well, you know, it's very doubtful that that'll happen the way football is at the minute again. And you know, I've spoke very highly of James since I've been here. He's the model professional, and he had the ability he's got as well. You know, we're very lucky, and I think the fans in the club have been very lucky to have a player as loyal as James and as talented as James to be here for that length of time.
Because football's kind of changed, hasn't it? It is more of a transient business anyway, but players perhaps more so now are looking for the next opportunity more. Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say, and that's nobody's fault, really. It's just changing with the times. But what I will say is about James is that, especially since I've been here every single day, he's up there with the fittest. He's up there with one of the best trainers in the club, whether he's in or out the team. And he's a fantastic example to everybody at this club, how you handle yourself on and off the pitch.
Because over the time, he will have got those leadership qualities, and with that respect from the dressing room, in some respects, he's a bit of a godsend for a manager.
It is, and he's so easy to manage as a player. And what he does do for me, along with a couple of other senior ones, they manage the changing room themselves as well. And you need that at times. You've only got to watch him train to see how much he loves playing for this club and how much he loves playing football. You know, his enthusiasm's infectious, how he handles himself. And it'll be a big day for him, but it's a day he'll take in his stride.
And he shows no real signs of slowing. Other positions, we might say, you're moving further back, etc. But apart from a brief time, of course, at right back a couple of weeks ago, he's still firing, isn't he, as that forward player from 5 or 6 years ago?
Yes, and he's one of the fittest, not the fittest at the club. That's just not what he does here. It's how he looks after himself away from here as well. And as I said, he's a model professional, especially for the young kids at our club, because we like to get the youth team lads and the first year pros up training with the first team as much as we can. And you can do all the coaching in the world, but one of the biggest lessons they can learn is off your fellow pros, and we're very lucky to have somebody like James here.
Is he somebody you'll be wanting to stick around next year? Because by my reckoning, and correct me if I'm wrong, he's up, isn't he, in the summer?
Yeah, he is, and that was a loaded question you've just asked me there.
It was.
Look, we want James to stay, he knows that, but the one thing we have to do is first and foremost retain our championship status. See, you knew you were getting this answer as well, didn't you? And it's not just manager's talk. We have to find out what league we're in and obviously what the budget's going to be next year before we can start talking about that. But then the players are aware of that.
You see, that is the answer I was expecting. But, you see, there's also a feeling of getting people tied down as quickly as you possibly can, because I know you won't want to be in the situation you were at the back end of August, still needing several players to complete your squad.
No, and that was a sort of special situation last summer, you know, coming in late. You know, when I took the job, the players were reporting back later for pre-season. There was a lot out of contract who had been offered contracts already, so we had to adhere to that as well. Now, it is something I want sorted out sooner rather than later, but honestly, the honest answer is we can't do that till we know which league we're in. We know what players we would like to keep. What I will say is challenge the players and say, let's get safety as quick as we can. And then we can sort it out from there.
Can I ask then if over the course of the time your opinion of one or two may well have changed? Perhaps for the better, I suppose, perhaps for the worst. And maybe at Christmas you thought, well, OK, their time might be done in the summer, but now are you thinking about keeping?
No, I'd like to think I'm quite level-headed in my thoughts of that. And I think you have to be. You know, you can't change your mind on a game-to-game situation, or somebody plays two good games, all of a sudden they're getting a contract, they've won bad game, they're not. You know, you have to look at the bigger picture. What they do in a match day, what they do in and around the football club, what sort of characters there are, how hard they work, how they react to different situations. And we look at that over the course of a season, not just over the course of a few games.
What can be done then at this stage as regards planning for the summer and recruitment? This is the last point on it, really. It's just fans are starting to think about the summer and next season as well, hence the reason I'm asking that. OK, you need to know what's happening, you need to know how much money you've got to spend, but what can you be doing at this stage to either look at those players or keep those players or other players elsewhere?
It's something that that we always do, and you know, I like to think we're quite meticulous in our preparations, not just for games, but in looking ahead. Yes, it's about the here and now, but we have lists of players that we would like to bring in. We know the ones we want to keep. You're dictated to sometimes what you've got and what you've not got, but that doesn't stop you planning ahead for whatever scenario is put in front of you.
Because, and this is the final one.
You just said it was the final one.
Well, I've changed my mind now. Yeah. Honestly, this, I might as well get this out of the way now, because it's going to be asked later on. The prospect of keeping Billy Sharp, who's obviously been magnificent, how likely is that?
We would like to think that it could happen. Obviously, Billy's still got another year at Southampton, so it's difficult for us to comment on it because, you know, all of a sudden I say I want to keep Billy Sharp and all of a sudden it's out there that we want to keep them. Southampton then contact us and say, well, we haven't spoke to us yet about it. So it's no secret, everybody at the club, from the top right through to the fans, would like to keep Billy, and we would like to think he'd want to stay as well, you know. But I'll go back to what the answer I gave you before. You know, let's challenge myself and the players to get safe as quick as we can, and then we can hopefully start getting these things done.
So where you are right now, there is a fair amount of breathing space. What do you think it will need wins-wise to stay up this year?
It's impossible to say. You know, we've got, if you look at next week, that there could be a turnaround of 9 points in any way, because we're playing Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. We're 8 points clear. If we win a couple of their games, it gives us a fantastic opportunity. But, you know, you look at ourselves recently, you look at Barnsley picking up results, so it's really hard to put a points total on it and to say how many wins or draws you need. You know, what we have to do is continue the run we're doing at the minute and not look too far ahead. We've got a massive game Saturday, probably bigger than the Sheffield Wednesday in the league games. I know it's not a local derby, but if you look at the positions in the table, you know, we could really give ourselves a bit of breathing space with a victory, but Birmingham have been very good away from home. So we need to approach the game in a really positive manner, and have that desire that we've had not to get beat, especially at home.
It's interesting, isn't it? Their away form, comparatively speaking, is pretty good, isn't it, compared to the rest of the division, but their results, what, 7 defeats from the last 10, in a little bit of free fall, there are worse times to be playing.
You can't say. In this division, I know Lee very well. He's done a fantastic job there, considering the circumstances he's put under. And he's got a lot of good players there. We know ourselves how quickly that can turn around, you know, because a few weeks ago we'd just been beat 5, we'd been to Yeovil and been beat, we'd been down at Brighton and been beat, and people were saying we were in free fall. All of a sudden it's clicked and we've changed it around. And that can happen to any club at any time. So we have to really be on guard of that. And make sure that we don't get complacent, because we're playing well, we're defending well, we're playing some really good stuff at the minute, but I still feel there's more to come from us.
And home form has been good for Donny over the course of the past few weeks.
It has, and we've got to maintain it. You know, the run that they've been on, especially at home, has been fantastic. You know, unbeaten at home since Boxing Day. And the players have really rose to the occasion in the games we've had at home. And that's credit to them and credit to our fans as well. And for us to survive and pull away a little bit, we really have to keep that going from now to the end of the season.
And of course they have Makeda up front for them and scoring the other day too. Obviously he was here, you know all about him, you know his strengths and his weaknesses.
Yeah, he's a top kid, Kiko. You know, and he's done well. I know he's not maybe started the games he would like to have done there, but he's always made an impact. So we know what he's capable of. You know, he's a top class finisher, and the way you deal with that is to try and stop the service that they get. You know, they've got Zigic up there, Shinny's been playing. They've got a lot of good players going forward. So defensively, we have to be sound. We have to make sure we're resolute in our shape, because Zigic is a handful. Very similar to Matt Smith and what we faced last week. So we know we can play. The defensive side of it, we're going to have to be bang on.
Just to reflect on that then, I mean, particularly in the last 20 minutes at Leeds United, it was very impressive how you dealt with Leeds United in an attacking sense, I suppose, first and foremost, but in a defensive one, secondly.
It was, but there were warning signs. You know, we switched off once and we conceded. You know, you're never going to get perfection all the way through any game, but as a manager, it doesn't stop you asking for it. And we're disappointed with the goal we conceded. But at the same time, for the amount of pressure and the amount of long balls that Leeds put into your box in the final third, I thought we defended magnificently well. And you've just got to look at the amount of saves Sam had to make in that time to know that the lads in front of them done a great job. And it's going to have to be the same, if not better, on Saturday.
I was going to say, is it too almost simplistic to say Zigic up front, that's how they're going to play? Or is there a slightly different impression you have of Birmingham, maybe?
No, they've got two very good wide players. You know, and Jordan Ibe, whatever he's, how you pronounce it, I keep hearing different...
No one seems to know. Different TV commentaries say different things.
But he's a threat, and Burke on the other side. You know, so they will look to get their wide players in the game as quick as they can, as well as using Zigic as well. You know, if Kiko plays Shinny, they're very clever footballers that can play off him, so we have to be very wary of that.